I am so excited today to welcome Lori Sugarman Lee to the Happily Innovative Corporate Wellness in 7 Minutes podcast. Lori and I met through her amazing work that she's doing with Fair Play and became fast friends, united by our thoughts around family and, trying to be a positive force in the world. So I can't wait for you guys to hear more about Lori. Lori, let's start with, who are you?
Kaylin, hi. Thank you so much for including me in the wonderful work that you're doing. I'm Lori Sugarman Lee. I am a Canadian living in the U.S. via the U.K. I am a mom, a marketer, a community leader, writer, certified Fair Play facilitator, and family coach. I had a terrific 15-year paid career as a marketing strategist, first with Kraft Foods and then with Four Seasons Hotels and Resorts. And for the past 12 years, I've been enjoying an unpaid career as a full-time care of my 2 sons, a full-time community leader and volunteer, and now a fledgling writer.
Well, I appreciate your humility as always, but I think your writing career is going to be tremendous. Tell us a little more about what you do with Fair Play, why it's important for families, and kind of why you decided to do this work with Eve and the team.
So Fair Play is a book by Eve Rodsky that addresses inequities in the home and provides a game-changing method for improving communication about and allocation of the tasks of home and family. Eve's brilliance is really in starting this discussion about unpaid work, the unbalanced weight carried by women, and how addressing inequity in our home is fundamental to achieving equity in the workplace, society, and beyond. I've been so fortunate to study with Eve and am certified to coach families through these critical conversations toward achieving a family dynamic that is founded in collaboration and pride rather than imbalance and stress.
I love it. And as you are talking to people and counseling them and talking to leaders and companies, like, what do you think companies can do to better support working parents and their families?
I have so many colleagues doing incredible work in this field, Kaitlin. Areas like job sharing, flex work, consulting C-suites, lobbying for paid leave. There is so much progress on the horizon, and the most powerful voices are really leading the way. I think where I come into the conversation and at the heart of my mission and message is really the recognition of and the assigning of value to unpaid work. And this is as it relates to re-entering the workforce after a leave, carving space for this work while in the workforce, and the work that employees are often asked to do for free at their employers. So things like childcare, elder care, community volunteerism, et cetera, this is the work of our humanity. It's what makes society rich, it helps families thrive, and it nourishes our souls. And, it's not that this work needs to be paid necessarily, but it needs to be valued in a way that is, potentially counted as part of our GDP, right? Acknowledging it as contributing to what makes our nation strong, or valuing this work as skill building and contributing that belongs on a resume. Kaitlin, I don't know if you know this, but companies often use software that will weed out resumes that include a care gap from, even from reaching consideration by a hiring manager. For employers and hiring managers to see the benefit of travel experiences, volunteer work, community affiliations, in addition to only the hard skills that relate directly to a paid job, and really recognizing employees as whole people. I will say this begins with the employees themselves, really, in speaking proudly about their lives outside of work. We talk about parenting out loud, but beyond just related to children, speaking about caring for our own parents, other interests that fuel us healthy and make us the strong players that the workforce is really looking for us to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And lastly, just this idea that employers are often expecting employees, very often females, to perform extra unpaid tasks at work, organizing the surprise birthday cake in the meeting room, the offsite dinner, the catering for the meeting, et cetera. And so just taking a hard look at the way we look at people as a whole in the workplace is inevitably going to result in a stronger workforce.
Absolutely. And we've talked a lot about this value around giving back in terms of why that matters for mental health, why it matters for building a tight-knit community. How has that played in your world and how have you prioritized that for your family?
I think what I've learned from this work more than anything is that being of service to others absolutely has healing power for the self. My 12-year unpaid career in community leadership and volunteering has been so rewarding, foundational for our family as we've moved internationally twice, has helped us integrate into and understand the needs of the communities where we live. And it's allowed me to model for my children the importance of giving of self, not only for the benefit of those you're serving, but because we ourselves are changed in doing so.
Yes, I totally agree with you. As we're coming to a close, tell us what are some tips for families that are looking to share responsibility, build traditions, connect outside of work? What kinds of things have worked well for you?
I think there's such a as Caitlin in shared experiences, adventuring, you know, big adventures like travel or small, like visiting a museum, even taking a walk, which, you know, was one of our main activities for a few years, reading the same book at the same time or reading to each other. Our role as parents is to increasingly inspire independence and self-sufficiency by our children. But doing less for our children gives us the space to do more with our children. And I think fun stuff, definitely, but also as they grow, involving them in the work of home and family, modeling for them. You know, I was doing laundry the other day and my son was looking for me. So I invited him into the laundry room to see what I was doing. And one of the things that he did was to pick the fluff out of the lint filter in the dryer. And he was amazed. He'd never seen this before. And I realized how important that was in bringing visibility to this typically invisible work that I do and giving it value and empowering him to be a part of it. You know, I'm actually recording a video for Fair Play later today. I asked my older son to produce it for me. So we'll see how that works out.
But I love it.
I feel like letting them in on what you're up to invariably leads them to do the same.
That's awesome. I find it helping with the dishes or just like any little things around the house. She loves participating. Family's feeling whole too, right? Participating feels good. So I love that you're doing that in your home as well. I think it's really valuable. Well, where can people find you? I know everybody's going to be excited to follow along in your journey. I'm sure people will be interested in coaching I'm on LinkedIn. And where else can people find you?
You're so kind to ask. Yes, I'm Lori Sugarman on LinkedIn. My family coaching practice is called Our Home, Our Pride. And you can find that on Instagram. And I'm actually working on my website right now. Stay tuned.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Lori.
Thanks for joining us for Innovative Corporate Wellness in 7 Minutes with Happily. Create your great day.